Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Seeing the power that Mina Kimes had, we might have to invite her back and see if she can do Deshaun Watson's contract situation this time. But that was the big news and remains the big news today. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake out on official business, taking over the world as always. So she steps aside for today, and we're delighted to be joined now by Shea Cornett, who you guys have heard on Sundays on ESPN Radio, Game Day on ESPN with her husband Jordan, 1 o'clock Eastern every Sunday, as well as on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Shea, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. It's so good to be with you here. It's so nice to be joined for the next 4 hours of your presence. We've got some news to talk about. There's a lot to get to. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy, too. And, Shea, listen, your husband Jordan's been great to us around here. He's been a guest to the show plenty of times.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that, because, listen, I've known you for a while now, too. We've all gotten to be friends. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to do the, you know, working time with your husband. I'm excited to have you in here now. I hear you guys on Sunday morning all the time. It sounds like a blast. You keep him in check very well. So we're hoping that it's just as good here. And I promise I'm not going to get on your nerves like he does. I'm going to stay far away
from
that.
I'm happy to have a little bit of an upgrade at my co-host position. I'm just kidding if my husband's listening. But it is nice to have a little bit of change of pace. And yeah, I know you have thick skin, so we'll be just fine.
Exactly.
It's
good. We're good to go here. And we're even better because we got that news bomb dropped in our laps yesterday, right as we were getting ready to finish the show. The news about Dak Prescott's contract with the Dallas Cowboys being announced broke there. We saw a deal in excess of $42 million a year for the first 3 years average of that contract. Monster money, Shea, and it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because immediately, now that we've had time to digest this, the question starts to go into one place in particular. The money got done. And I'm sure you, like me, you're thrilled. We're all thrilled for Dak Prescott that he went out here, bet on himself, and finally was able to get over this hump.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ways to feel about this deal, and it depends on if you're a Cowboys fan or if you're not a Cowboys fan and how invested you were in this. But I think we can all take a sigh of relief, and that includes Mike McCarthy and the rest of the Dallas Cowboys. We've now eliminated a distraction, okay? It has been 2 years of us talking about this deal. When is it going to get done? Who's going to benefit from it? And I think everyone would agree Dak Prescott is the winner in this situation. Kept his mouth shut, just went about his business. And I think we all felt a certain kind of way. I know I did when you saw him being carted off the field last year when he got hurt. And I'm like, this is what we were all worried about when he, you know, was franchise tagged and he didn't sign a long-term deal. And it ended up working in his benefit. And you can think that he was overpaid. And maybe he was. And this is a contract that clearly benefits one side and one side only, and that would be Dak Prescott. However, the Cowboys put themselves in that position, and we can dive more into that in a minute. But I think at the end of the day, it eliminates a distraction in the locker room and eliminates a distraction for Mike McCarthy. And the Cowboys can move forward knowing the grass isn't greener, and how can we get better with Dak as our quarterback?
888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We want your reaction as well to the Dak Prescott Cowboys contract news. We'll talk to Tim Kalishaw of the Dallas Morning News. You see him on Around the Horn all the time. We'll talk to him in about 10 minutes to see what the fan reaction is, because I'm always genuinely curious in these instances of player versus team, because so many fans tend to side with the organization at times. But I want to go back to what you said about Mike McCarthy. He gets to breathe a sigh of relief in all this because the distraction is gone from here. Mm-hmm. I actually don't know if I would go that far. Now, for him personally, you're right, that's going to be there. But I think when we look at this situation now, and the question everyone loves to ask is, who's the pressure on now? We hear people all the time talking about Dak Prescott. Dan Orlovsky, our ESPN NFL analyst, went on ESPN Radio early today and talked about what he believes we need to see now from Dak Prescott to justify this contract.
They want to play hardball with Russell Wilson. You want to leak all that stuff? You want to make all those statements? You want your agent. Guys are out. Guys aren't playing well. Defense stinks. When you pay him that much money, he's got to be the absolute difference maker. And we've never seen Dak Prescott be a difference maker. We've seen him be good. We've seen him play good football. We've seen him have really good stats. We've never seen him be the absolute difference maker.
Okay, yes, this is true. Dak has struggled against winning teams the last few years, right? In the last 3 years, he's 7-18 against winning teams. That's not a good record. The Cowboys have missed the playoffs 3 out of the last 4 years. 1995 was the last time they won a Super Bowl. I hear what Dan is saying here, but at the same time, does all the pressure now go to Dak?
I don't think so in this spot. I think when we look at this, Dak Prescott now got exactly what he wanted here. And Dak Prescott, you're right, that record's there, but we can have the quarterback, you know, wins as a quarterback stat conversation until we're blue in the face. There are a lot of other things that are way more wrong with the Cowboys in spots where they've paid a premium price. Look at Zeke Elliott and some of the things that he's had gone on, some of the injuries to that offensive line. And so I look at Mike McCarthy, who you brought up earlier, and I actually see most of the pressure going there, mostly because of that financial tie to Dak Prescott. Now, they looked at him, and now when we look at him, anytime something goes wrong with the Cowboys, it's not going to be, well, you know, Dak's only playing on the tag this year, maybe they can go. No, they're tied to him now in very real ways, deep financial ways, that Mike McCarthy is going to be the one. He was already had people calling for his jobs last year.
Yeah,
I don't
think
that's
already
gets,
warm.
Yeah, that doesn't get easy for him this year.
No, and I agree with you, sort of. Yes, there's going to be pressure on McCarthy, but there's going to be pressure on Dak, too. Here's what I know. The wheels fell off of the Dallas Cowboys when Dak Prescott got hurt. I mean, these are just stating the obvious here. I know there were injuries, especially to that offensive line in that one game. It feels like everybody got hurt.
Yes.
But I think we can all agree that Dak covered up a lot of problems last year for the Cowboys. And once Dak was hurt, you started hearing rumors coming out of the locker room, guys being unhappy, people not rallying around their teammates, people not listening to coaches, whatever it is. Dak will mend some of those fences, right? Like, Dak will bring people together. He helps illustrate an offense that can put up points. Where Mike McCarthy needs to now put all of his focus is on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Your offensive side of the ball is paid. They can score at a very high clip. You've got a leader now in Dak Prescott who's been paid handsomely and has a little bit of his own pressure on him. Focus on the defense and how you can make that better, because your seat's already warm.
Very warm. And we saw last year that seat on the defensive side of the ball got warm quickly, got changed quickly because everything that went
very
wrong
quickly
with that team. And so that's just how those things tend to work, especially in the coaching circles. You start sawing off your arms to stay alive, and then eventually it comes down to you. It comes down to the core. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And I think that's going to be the real interesting watch now, because the Cowboys are walking into this 2021 season in what most people would look at as the most winnable division in football. I mean, we just got out of a year where they were a laughingstock, where the Washington football team wins this division at 7-9 and now moved on from the quarterback that was a large part down the stretch of the season of helping them secure that. I know they're defense-based, but when you look around this division, what have you got now? And, Che, you know this as well as anybody. This league is about having an answer at one position first and foremost and being able to walk into the season with that. Washington's not, doesn't even have probably their starting quarterback on the roster. They're paying Taylor Heineke backup money in that spot after
the playoff
game.
Taylor Heineke really showed up when he needed to show up. Okay, I don't know why we're all hating on Taylor Heineke all of a sudden.
No hate on Taylor Heineke, just based on that price tag.
The man performed under pressure, and I was impressed by him.
And he's going to have to perform likely in something maybe resembling a quarterback competition.
He will, yes.
Based on that price tag. But you look at him, you look at Daniel Jones in New York, who's in a very big prove-it year for him. Mm-hmm. And then we just got done talking yesterday about, listen, Jeffrey Lurie and the Philadelphia Eagles giving that supposed vote of confidence to Jalen Hurts and wanting to try and see if they can build around him and see if he's the guy going forward. And so you've got questions everywhere but one team in this division, and that feels like the biggest amount of pressure for all of them is, at the very least, Che, going into the 2021 season, winning the division is a must for this entire group coming off
okay,
this.
Okay, if Dak had never gotten hurt last year, wouldn't you assume the Cowboys would have won the division?
Yes, I have to imagine.
Okay. And so we can argue over, did he get paid too much and did he not? And what? Here's the bottom line. When you pay Dak Prescott that kind of money and you're betting on that quarterback, you're betting on this coaching staff, you're ultimately betting on this offense because now you've paid Amari Cooper and Zeke Elliott, et cetera, they're going to win the division. This is a win now kind of team for Mike McCarthy. When you finished third in the worst division in football last year, and then you go out and pay your quarterback, he's worth that kind of money if you're going to go win it, win your division, hopefully win a playoff game or two. And then, by the way, he becomes a free agent again when he's 31. I mean, he's only 27 years old. There's a lot of room to grow here. So I think in terms of the Cowboys and that division, they're the clear-cut favorites to win it, and there is no reason now why they shouldn't.
No reason now why. And coming up next, we're going to talk to Tim Kalishaw of the Dallas Morning News. What are the next move for the Cowboys? Because Dak being secured doesn't end their work for the offseason, but was all of this a sign of something even bigger coming up on the NFL horizon? That's next. It's Chenea and Golic Jr. here. Che Cornett with us here on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Man has got his own money. And when I say he's got his own money, I mean he's got his own money. Dak Prescott, the proud owner of a contract that is going to pay him a $66 million signing bonus.
When we joke, like, back the Brinks truck up, like, literally.
This is the actual Brinks truck.
Actually, back it up, for real, this time.
Get it closer, I'll give you Dak's address.
Beep, beep. It's happening.
I would like it tomorrow.
Exactly.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiney out conquering the world today. We are lucky enough to have Shea Cornett with us here in studio hanging out. And Shea, speaking of that Dak contract, we were talking so much of the last couple of years has been kind of maddening looking from the outside in. Because we know what the love language is in professional sports. It's cold, hard cash. It's showing someone, based on what you pay them, what they're worth. And we sat here and watched Dak Prescott look at Zeke Elliott get paid, look at Jalen Smith get paid, Lyle Collins, all and say
Mark
nothing
Cooper,
that entire time.
Not a word. Just went about his business. And I said to you in the break, and I said it yesterday, I'm like, wow, Jerry does like Dak. This is the first time we're actually seeing it with our own two eyes in front of us that he's actually buying in and believing in now his franchise quarterback. And I got to say, it was delightful to see. Whether you agree with the numbers or not, we're finally seeing that Dallas is loving and believing in their quarterback.
Loving and believing in the ways that matter most. And for more on how it is going in Dallas right now, we're heading out to the Goodyear Hotline where we're joined by Tim Kalishaw of the Dallas Morning News. You see him on Around the Horn all the time. And Tim, what is the reaction in Dallas from the people there, from the fans of the Cowboys that have watched this back and forth for the last year and a half?
I think there's a sense that, you know, our long national nightmare is over. Although for us, it was also kind of a guaranteed topic once a week in the off season, if not more, for the last 2 years or beyond. But clearly a big victory for Dak, and I think for players. And everybody's just trying to figure out, is this something the Cowboys can live with and deal with? And I think for this year, obviously, they can. The salary cap figure's low. But then it gets up there pretty quickly, and they've got a lot of holes to fill on this team. And we all know the story of teams trying to win with high-salaried quarterbacks. It hasn't been happening. So everyone's trying to figure out exactly where this puts the Cowboys.
Okay, so Tim, we were speaking earlier about pressure and where the pressure lies now. Does it go more to Dak Prescott now that he needs to perform and he's got to put up points and this offense needs to click on all cylinders? Or now does it shift more to the head coach and Mike McCarthy?
That's a great question, and I think it goes on Jerry Jones as well, and you know, making sure they put the best team out there possible during Dak's, you know, these are his years 6 through 9 should be the prime years of his career, and maybe the last prime years of Zeke's career. But there's going to be, to your first point, a lot on Dak. I mean, it is still staggering to me, even having written about this many, many times and talked to people, that he ended up, you know, with a better deal than Aaron Rodgers, a better deal than Russell Wilson. In some respects, a better deal, you can argue, than Patrick Mahomes without ever doing anything in January. One playoff win, and that's usually how, fair or not, these guys get graded. And you know, his postseason stats are he's 1-2. So to do that and to do it coming off an injury, it's still a little bit mind-boggling to me. And so, yeah, he has to live up to that. He has to produce.
Chiney Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Shea Cornett, talking to Tim Kalishaw of the Dallas Morning News on the Goodyear Hotline. And Tim, you mentioned Jerry Jones in that. Is there going to be part of Jerry that looks back on the process that got him here and regrets the way he went about everything with this negotiation and deal?
I would think he and Steven and anybody else that might be even mildly involved need to take a look, and I'm sure they will, at, okay, what could we have done 2 years ago? What could we have done a year ago that we didn't end up at 4 years and $160 million with $126 guaranteed? There clearly was a way to keep this down. And Steven famously said 2 years ago, we don't want to set the market for quarterbacks. Like that was some, you know, great thought that, hey, that's smart. You don't want to do that. Okay. You just watch. and Wentz gets paid and Goff gets paid and Watson gets paid and one after another, where's the market going? It's never going anywhere but up. So you're waiting out a game that you can only lose. It's either franchise him for $37 million or give him a contract that I would say in a lot of ways he hasn't earned yet. Just when you're looking at Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers and their achievements, and he's gone past them. Now, I know how it works, and credit to Dak for getting it, but the Cowboys have to look at, man, what should we have gone along with this agent 2 years ago, and where would we be now if we had done it?
Okay, Tim, I you're leaning towards this, but I'm going to lean you towards it even more. So first of all, when it comes when it comes to quarterback deals, basically, it's all about timing, right? Sometimes it just depends on where you are and when the contract comes up, right? And that's why a guy like Eli Manning was the highest paid quarterback for so long. So do you think Dak was overpaid given the timing of his contract and how long he had to wait for it?
I would say a little bit, and your point is correct. There was a window, 3 years ago, that Derek Carr, briefly, at $25 million, had the top average per year. And certainly he hadn't done anything to deserve that. And in this case, I mentioned Rodgers and Wilson and what they've achieved. Well, Deshaun Watson got this enormous contract from Houston, and his career numbers are pretty much Dak's career numbers. Mm-hmm. I think he's won one playoff game. He's really good. Everybody knows he's really good, but he hadn't done it in January. So I still have to look at this as a bit of an overpay. It's structured in a way that I don't think it kills the Cowboys. I think we all know the cap is going to keep going up and up, and any fears we had a year ago regarding pandemic-related revenues and all, we've seen the Cowboys will have over $200 million to spend this year. So they're okay on that. But I think the basic answer to the question is sure, he's overpaid.
Great stuff as always. You can check him out. Tim Kalshaw, the Dallas Morning News. You also see him on Around the Horn here on ESPN. Tim, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
See you, Tim.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All right, we'll have plenty more on Dak today. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. We want to hear your reaction to Dak's deal as well. Was he overpaid in the way that some are looking and wondering now? But coming up next, that announcement was made in the light. Later that evening, we got the announcement from Kansas that head football coach Les Miles was out. They were parting ways after the report that came out from LSU. We'll tell you the next question that needs to be asked to the Jayhawks, and we'll do it after this word from Body Armor. Now, Chiney the Stallion out today, so Magic Mike is in the building here. Shay, I'm sorry you have to see me like this. The alter ego has to come out because it's Body Armor time. Let Body Armor Light help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light's the low-calorie sports drink that's hydrating your active lifestyle. It's got no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. I'm trying to be slim thick going into the summer. Body Armor Light gonna help me out here. It comes in delicious flavors like peach mango, tropical coconut, strawberry lemonade. Body Armor Light's gonna keep you hydrated during your workouts or your busy day, being a sports talk gas bag like me. From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product, and you're going to earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. The latest news out of Kansas next here on Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Les Miles is out. Les Miles. This statement in part.
I love this university and the young men in our football program and know that it is in a better place now than when I arrived.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Hey, Seattle, what's the deal? Got to try and figure some things. It's getting real passive aggressive in the Pacific Northwest.
You call it passive aggressive. I call it petty. Getting real petty.
It is getting real petty real quick. And what? Everyone's had a part in it. Russ has had a part in it. The Seahawks. It feels like very equal parts petty right now.
Definitely.
That voice you hear is Shea Cornett. She's hanging out with us here. Chinne Agwumike out for the day. Mike Golic Jr. here as always. You're going to hear Shea Cornett on Game Day on ESPN Radio, 1
That's
Eastern
right.
every Sunday with her husband Jordan Cornett, who is busy running around covering basketball in like every form right now.
I swear the phone, like we were laughing about Schefter's phone ringing. Not on the same level, but Jordan's phone's ringing constantly doing radio and everything that has to do with college basketball right now, so I know he's a busy guy.
It is a big week right now. We're into the conference tournaments for college hoops. We're staring down March Madness soon. It's all going to get very exciting very quickly. That's on the good side of collegiate athletics right now, Shay.
Correct.
Because on the complete polar opposite end of that, we had the news that came out last night. Dak Prescott news. That broke during the light of day. The Cowboys were excited about that one. We were excited about that one. The Kansas Jayhawks, at about 11 p.m. Eastern last night, put out a statement announcing that they were parting ways with their head football coach, Les Miles. Now, Les Miles is out 3 days after being placed on administrative leave amidst the accusations of inappropriate behavior towards female students during his head coaching tenure at LSU. This after all the investigative reporting done by the folks at USA Today, the independent law firm that was doing an investigation into what went on at LSU and the findings there. And Shay, we were talking about this morning when we were getting ready for the show, having our meeting, about what comes next for Kansas here, because in my mind, this was the only decision they could make, and it feels like it could still go even further than that.
Yes, there's no option. I mean, when something comes out like this, it doesn't happen under your watch, at your university or somewhere else. You have no options anymore. But here's my take on this whole situation, Golic. I just feel like I'm over it. Like, I'm over these conversations. I'm overhearing these stories. It seems so similar every time we hear it. Person in position of power taking advantage of people that are not. Male, female, I don't even need to get into it anymore. I don't care how many games you've won, if you've won a national championship, if you run this program, you run that program. Doesn't matter to me anymore. Enough is enough. It's weird, okay, for a male, an older male, to mentor young women. Like, come on. It's weird. Like, it needs to stop. The harassment needs to stop. These stories need to stop. And unfortunately, we're in a position now where we're going to hear these kinds of stories probably for another year, maybe two. And then they're going to kind of go away, probably for a long time, because I think everyone's been on notice now. Everyone knows this kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated at any form. I don't care how good of a person you are or who's going to back you up or who says this didn't happen. It doesn't matter. It's not going to be tolerated anymore. And in about a year or two, they're going to start going away because people are going to realize I can't act like this anymore at my place of work, in life, anywhere there is social media or someone watching. And so I need to be on my best behavior at all times. And hopefully that's coming in the near future. But until then, the 2016, 2017, 2018 stories are going to continue to come out. And everyone needs to realize this behavior needs to stop. I'm over as a woman. I'm over talking about it. It needs to stop.
And having to constantly address it. You're right, because that's what it does tend to be. And I know you mentioned the structure that we tend to see for this, but in a lot of instances, it tends to be person in position of power using that power to take advantage of young females that are in these different structures. And so what you mentioned, bringing all of this to light and exposing the systems around these things, because the investigation into LSU, and remember, this report came out last Thursday. It was a 2013 internal investigation that had been sealed off. Those documents had been sealed off investigating Les Miles that were all unearthed while reporters were looking for other information about LSU as an institution poorly handling and mishandling instances of sexual misconduct, sexual impropriety, and the way those things were reported. Addressing the systems involved in this and changing them so you're right, so we can stop having these conversations. And that's why when we talked this morning, my initial question, and I saw a lot of other people, was, all right, now you have Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long. Why should he be around here to make this next decision? Because he is the person who brought Les Miles into this spot. He's the person who hired Les Miles here and made this questionable hire. Why aren't we asking him more uncomfortable things in all this?
Why also was this press release out last night at 11 p.m.? Like, I go to bed early for multiple reasons now. I'm a little sleepy. But I woke up to like five alerts on my phone about this. And I'm like, why is this news at 11 p.m. at night? This is news that, again, and we've seen another instance not the same situation, but similar to it and what's going on with Creighton's head basketball coach, where I feel like it's a little too late, right? Too little too late. I want to hear about this right when it happens. I want to see the right decisions to be made right when it happens. I want everyone to feel remorse right when it happens. Not, well, let's think about it and let's gather and let's chat. Right and wrong. Okay, wrong. Why is this coming out at 11 p.m. at night? And unfortunately, that falls on the athletic director, Jeff Long.
It does. Janae Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Shea Cornett with us, co-hosting in studio, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So let's go to Jeff Long, because I completely agree. If you want to look and be as kind to the Kansas administration right now as you can be and say, well, maybe all this stuff, because it was sealed off, they just didn't know. Releasing this at 11 Eastern on a Monday is the reddest flag I could ask for in this spot.
It's like maroon. It's turning maroon.
Exactly. Please help this flag. Yeah. It can't breathe and it is going to die.
Exactly.
And so we now have heard from Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long. Adam Rittenberg, our great ESPN college football reporter, tweeted out some quotes. This is the Kansas Athletic Director addressing the firing of Les Miles. Quote, "We ran multiple background checks on Coach Miles before hiring him in 2018. Jeff Long went on to say that he asked Miles directly if there was anything in his background that could embarrass the school and received, quote, no indications of issues. He said, quote, he's beyond disappointed in the University of Kansas, beyond disappointed the University of Kansas is in this position, but it was absolutely the right decision to cut tie with Miles. And Shay, I read that and I still go, that's not good enough. We need to see. And if there is... The truth will set you free in
yes.
this. If your process
yes.
was thorough enough to where you are really excused of blame in this and you really couldn't have known, you need to spell that out to the letter of the law right now, because ambiguity is not your friend here.
No. And I do like this short but direct statement that Adam Rittenberg just tweeted out for us. I think helps a little bit, because up until he had tweeted that, we did not know anything. And I said this earlier in our show meeting, Golick, I'm like, you know, Did he know to ask those questions? I think in this day of age, though, you need to always be asking those questions. Is there anything you need to let me know about? Is there anything that's going to embarrass the university? Is there anything maybe that's in a court document that might come out later that maybe you should just fill me in on so that I can be fully aware of the situation at hand? And unfortunately for Jeff Long, you're right. This isn't good enough. We need to hear from him directly.
We do. He went on to say that after consulting with the university counselor and chancellor, he felt the mutual parting with Miles was necessary and KU needed to reach, quote, a certain amount with a settlement to make it happen. Quote, I'm confident I can conduct the search. Jeff Long talking about going forward. And again, asking these questions, demanding transparency
yes.
is the way we get to the place you talked about, the one where people know this behavior is not going to be tolerated, excused, or swept under the rug. And that's the place we'd all like to get to way sooner than later.
Exactly. Sooner than later is the exact way to put it.
Exactly. And so we'll keep you posted on the latest from that situation. But ask questions of Kansas. They tried to do this at night for a reason. Ask questions during the day.
Not the time for a news dump.
Honestly, the Monday night news dump?
Come on.
Be normal.
Yeah.
Try and do it on a Friday
it's
like normal
right.
people.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, no news dump here, but plenty of shade. How petty are we going to get in Seattle before a deal gets done? We will get to that after this word from Indeed. Now, as a business owner, time's your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job, and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. And if you want to go beyond the resume, choose from over 135 skills tests to challenge applicants on hard skills like computer proficiency or soft skills like customer service. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites, according to TalentNest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. How much can we really take from one letter? We'll figure that out next. Janae and Golick Jr., Shea Cornett with us here on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golick Jr., the podcast.
We're about 10 minutes from checking in with I'd have to imagine the busiest cell phone in America right now, in Adam Schefter.
His bills got to be... I don't know who his provider is, but his bills have got to be through the roof.
He's got to be taking so much data from the cell tower in his area. Like, all of our phones are working slower if Shefty is around.
Yeah, we've all been there before, you know. If there's someone that's on the computer for too long or whatever it is, it's Schefter's cell phone.
Janae and Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Mike Golick Jr., Shea Cornett, kind enough to hang out with us here today. And Adam Schefter will be here with us in about 10 minutes. We're going to track him down. the date and time came and went. 4 p.m. Eastern was the end of the franchise tag window in the NFL. We have got players on the tag. We have got some deals that have been done. We're going to play a little game of Tag You're It coming up in the next hour and see what NFL teams have set themselves up either for a lot of questions and hard work or some answers heading into 2021.
I never liked tag as a kid.
No?
Because I was always the it. I always had a chance. I was slower. I'm not a fast runner. That's not my thing.
Listen.
So I was always trying to chase him. I'm like, I give up. I can't catch any of you. You're all faster than me.
This is a safe space for being slow because I was 100%. I said if you were to go back and just take a snapshot of me in elementary school, I was perpetually wearing a Notre Dame jersey, a little bit overweight, bug bites all over the place. I don't know what it was about me. Mosquitoes loved me.
And you were it.
And I was it.
Yeah, see? It's the same. I didn't have the bug bites or the jersey, but you know what I mean? Like, I never liked that game. Same with Duck Duck Goose. I could never catch him.
You know what? Speed-based games, out.
Out.
You know what?
I don't want to play them, but we'll play later.
I'll play
along your show, fine.
We will play tag later. I promise this will be the least active game of tag anyone has ever played on here. But before we get to the franchise tags, the deals that we're getting done today, we have to talk about whatever the hell the deal is in Seattle right now because, Shay, we've had Russell Wilson out very publicly talking about the things he wants improved in Seattle. We've had Seattle leaking reports about potential teams picking up the phone for calls about Russell Wilson. Now they went and put it on wax, or better yet, on paper. There was a letter that went out to Seahawks season ticket holders. This letter, among other things, outlined some of the star players they're excited about seeing this upcoming season, including DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and no Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. So, Shay, is this Cowboys hype video levels of disrespect for the Seahawks quarterback intentional or just plain stupid?
Okay, I think it's intentional, but I think it's extremely petty. I mean, let's all be honest. You could ask anyone, you could ask my mother who doesn't watch a lick of football who the face of the Seahawks is, and she would say Russell Wilson. I mean, anybody would know that the face of the Seahawks at this point in time is Russell Wilson. And normally for franchises, it's the quarterback, except for maybe in Chicago right now, it's Khalil Mack. But that is neither here nor there. And maybe it'll be Russell Wilson one day soon. But anyways, my point is this is 100% intentional, and this is 100% petty is what it is. The Seahawks are aggravated that Russ has gone out and put their dirty laundry all out, all everywhere, that he's not okay with the offensive line. He's storming out of meetings. He's not in agreement with what's going on there. And so instead of coming out and saying either they're going to trade or they're not going to trade Russell Wilson, because last time I checked, I haven't heard a word out of Seattle on if they're going to trade him or not. Okay, good. They're just going to release this letter without Russell Wilson's face on it. And I think this is their slight little stab at Russ. Like, we hear you, we raise you, and we can be petty too. And quite frankly, these are grown adults that I'm like, guys, really, let's just pick up the phone. Can we just call each other, text, tweet, email, something?
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Is it too much to ask for a franchise? And you know each other. Like, this is you and Russ. Like, if anyone around here, he survived the change. When you wave bye-bye to all the Legion of Boom, everybody in there.
Exactly.
And this isn't some video that you can pass off and say, well, maybe some interns did this. This is signed by Chuck Arnold, president of the Seattle Seahawks and First and Goal Inc. right now. Like, that's the name on the dotted line on this. And so, Shay, this just continues to invite in all these outside ideas. You mentioned the Chicago Bears faced the franchise. You're a very known Bears fan around here. And so I have to imagine this is only going to further incite, especially when we see tweets like the ones that came from Russell Wilson not long after news was announced about Allen Robinson being tagged by the Bears.
Not long. Try 30 seconds after we found out Allen Robinson was being tagged by the Bears. I am all eyes on Russell Wilson. And yes, I have been a Bears fan that has lacked a quarterback for so long. And so this pettiness that's going on in Seattle, selfishly, I'm over here like, keep it up. Keep pissing them off.
You go.
It's not going to end well. And at the end of the day, you're the one that has to take a $39 million salary cap dead hit. That's on you. That's going to be your problem at the end of the day.
And that's the thing we've talked about time and time again, is there's no part of this that makes real sense for the Seahawks financially. In a lot of these instances, outside of what's going on with the New Orleans Saints, for Russ either, leaving the situation he's in with a team that's been perpetually in the playoffs, successful in that juggernaut of a division with him and Pete Carroll, but we've seen coaching relationship with players sour over time. We just watched it happen in New England for a very famous breakup. Maybe the Pacific Northwest is prime for something similar next, but a lot of teams are trying to figure out what's coming up next. We had the salary tag deadline come and go, so let's find out the biggest moves made and what has to happen next for a team near you. We'll talk to Adam Schefter next here on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.